This year, we're putting the spotlight on great local businesses. And this month, it's Madame Espresso. Chinny and Em have joined us. Now, the beginning of your journey. How did it all come about, Em?
It all started in Munt Street in the west end of Wang. It came to our attention that there were a lot of coffee makers in town, but no producers of coffee. So
what's the difference between a maker and a producer?
Okay, so you have people who just make coffee behind a machine, and then a producer is where you roast the coffee. So from green, turning green beans into brown.
Fantastic.
Making it taste
beautiful.
Nice and yummy.
Yum. Now, Chinny, being in business for the time we've been in business, how do you stay motivated?
A simple one for us is when we see like the smile on our customers' faces and knowing that what we do makes their day better, no matter how big or small.
Excellent. Now, of course, Em, there's always challenges in business as well. How do you face them and overcome them?
Perseverance and just being committed. You've got to constantly stay relevant in the industry. There's a lot of research involved, and trying to stay on trend as well is a big one.
And Chinny, as we look to the future, what have you got in mind?
What we've got in mind is to grow our wholesale network through good coffee and good people, maintain coffee standards and improve where we can, and constantly challenging the benchmark and standard for specialty coffee set in regional areas.
Beautiful. And Em, having been in business for quite a while, what are words of wisdom you can give people?
It's a never-ending roller coaster. So some days are really great and some days you just want to quit. So my words of wisdom would just be just to follow your dream, and if it's really what you want, then you'll make it happen.
Em and Chinny from Madame Espresso, thanks for joining us. And if you're after coffee that's produced, not just made, go and see Madame Espresso in Wangaratta.